What's the case of the Moisik in eating chaylev or else living with Aroyas, the two cases of the Mishnah, where he wants to eat one piece of meat, and by mistake eats the other piece, eats the chaylev, or else he has a mind to live with his wife. And by mistake, Masafik, your sister comes there, so you want to say what you put there, for the Gemara, no, the Lachar is chayiv, in these two cases, you chayiv. Because the Yomar of Nachman Omar Shmuel, ha Masafik, the chalotim, the Aroy is chayiv, even though you Masafik, you think eating a double shaleti, you have a mind to eat something else. And it comes out now by mistake, eat the other thing, eat the chaylev, still you chayiv. And the same thing by Royis also. The reason is why he'll chekei nena, because the mighty you're having a no. Since you're having a no from it, that's the ikar, achet, and therefore you're chayiv for it. Rashi says, Mesasa, the chalavim would have been going chayiv, b'shum l'fonav, you have two pieces, one tray from one kosher. And you know that one is tray from one's kosher. And you have a mind to eat the kosher piece. And by mistake, you overlook it, you look aside, and your hand goes to the other one, the tray from one, need it. So in that case, it's Mesasa. Still, the locker is that you chayiv achatis. The same thing by Roy is also Rashi. Going yiskav b'mavel lishtay. You had a mind to live with your wife, and you thought that she was Torah. And then your sister was next to her, and your wife went away, and your sister went in there. And you went to live with your sister. So that's called misasa, that you thought you're living with your wife, and really come out living with your sister. So even though usually all over called Tarakula misasa is potter, but over here, by these two cases of eating, or you having hanor the in living with your sister, the hanor tashmish, that's called chikenem the yichayiv. So in these two cases yichayiv, that's not the case of misasa that you be potter. So now we look to shaila how you go to the Gemara. According to Rashi, the Gisha should be ela rather the case is misasa b'shabbos. We need the pasuk to say if you misasa b'shabbos that you potter. And my time, what's the reason? Mleches machshavas sosu teirum. The Torah asks mleches machshavas. And therefore, according to Rashi, Mashma, this is the passage that teaches us that you would have a Ptur Masasek and a Chlamy because of Melechas Mashevis. The Shita puts in the more the Girsa, the Shita of the Girsa is the Shabbos Potter, the Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmo, Masasek, Chlom Aroy, is Chayiv Shekeinena, the Sasek, the Shabbos is Potter. My time, what's the reason? Because of Melechas Mashevis. By Kopon, according to Rashi, the more of Terence is right now that we use this passage now to fable Ptur of Mesasek by Shabbos. And what is the case talking about? So Gemara is like this. The Rav, according to Rav Mishkachas Lohud, we want to get the Jipotom, Kagayin Shineskavin Lachtach Esatolish. You have in mind to cut off something that was already cut off. In other words, you had a cucumber there, and it was you thought it was cut off before Shabbos, so you had in mind to do a Chaticha that Terah Stam sliced the cucumber. What happened was, by mistake, the Chotach Esatol Mechuber came out, that cucumber was still attached to the ground. That's called Mesasek that you put them. You thought you're doing a Melechus cutting of Heter, and it comes out you're doing a Melechus of Yisura, that's called Mesasek that you are put them. Now, Abaye, according to Abaye, the case is like this, a little bit less. The Mishkachas Lo Kagoyin Din Eskavin Lagbiyas HaTolish. You had a mind just to pick up something that was Tolish. You thought this cucumber was picked off ready from before Shabbos, and you had a mind just to pick it up, not even to cut it. By mistake, it came out that you cut on something that was mechuba. So you weren't mechavin at all to make a maisa chaticha. You're only mechavin to do a maisa agbor that terem that came out did a maisa the chaticha the yisura. That's the case that you put off nesasi. But according to Abai in Rava's case, you'd be chayiv because you had a mind to make a maisa chaticha. The Gemara says the Yitm would not like this. The Gemara in Shabbos nitzkavin lagbiyas atolish. You had a mind just to pick up something that you thought was tolish was cut off already, and it came out by mistake. Now you cut off something that's still mechuba lekarka. So in this case, part of that's mesasek. My time was the reason. You did not have in mind to make a maisa chaticha at all. You had in mind just to make a maisa gbor. So that's called mesasek that you put them. What's going to be the lachtoches? I told you have in mind though to cut the cucumber that you thought was cut off before Shabbos. And then it came out, Pachotachas HaMechuba, by mistake, he cut off the Mechuba. So, Abayi Ra Mechayib, and Abayi Yos, that's called Mechas HaMashavis, that's not called Mesasek. Since the Maisi, you know you had a mind to do a Mais of cutting, even though you thought you're cutting something that Tera. But now it comes out, you're cutting something the Yisura. But the Maisi, you had a mind to do a Mais of Chaticha, for that Yechayib, that's not called Mesasek. So Abayi holds Yechayib on Shabbos. So Yechav on the Shum Chaticha, you had a mind to come home and do a Mais of Chaticha. But Rav Ramapot, Rav Olzno Yepoto, to lo yichav na chaticha disura. He did not have a mind to do a chaticha di surah. Therefore, according to Rava, you're potter. Okay, now we have the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Yom Lo Nechleku, Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no machlokes if you do the melacha ben hashmoshes between the Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. Three years, everybody holds your potter because you did a chatzim melacha on Shabbos, a chatzim melacha maybe on Yom Kippur. So Morris says, Tanya will learn like this. Tanya, that Omer Lehem Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said to them, Digdaktim Acharai, that you're medaktik after me, Klaim Rashi says, Nitzchuni, that you won over me. That Rabbi Yossi says, he admits that the Rabbanon answered back and won over Rabbi Yossi. The question is, my Omer Lehi, what did the Rabbanon answer back to Rabbi Yossi? The Omer Lehi, that Rabbi Yossi said back to them, Digdaktim Acharai, like you won over me, you're medaktik, and you won over me. What did they answer back? Where it says, Hoch Yomalei, this is what the Rabbanon answered back to Rabbi Yossi. That Hegidia ben Ashmoshes Mau. What are you going to answer the case? Let's say he just picked up something ben Ashmoshes. He made a Mayas to Issa Shabbos by a Mayas Agbor just picking it up. There could be cases where you chayef for Agbor. Let's say you're standing outside and you put your hand inside the Rosh Hashanah and you pick up something. As soon as you pick it up, you chayef. So there's no shout to say it was done ben Ashmoshes. Half was done on Shabbos, half was done on Yom Kippur. It's one mitzvah, the whole Gemara Melachah is right away. So, in such a case, why can't there be a machlokes whether you're chayiv or not? Sesmi said, Omalei, higdiya ben Ashmoshes Mao, Omalehu, tigdakta macharai. The what? That you won over me, you're right. So, that's the question why. The name of the one, the Rabbi Yossi answer back and say still, that Nixas Hagbo Hoysim Ayoim, or Nixas Lamacha, maybe even by Hagbor also, maybe half of the Melacha was done on Shabbos, and half was done on Yom Kippur. So Morris says, Hochinami Kamlu, the Dakim Acharai, Ploy Helisim Beyodchem Klum. So again, the question was that Rabbi Yossi should have said back and know that even though the Melacha was a fast Melacha of Hagbor, taking it up from one Rishus into another Rishus where you are, but still the Gemara says back, Rabbi Yossi should have said back still, Hochinami, he should have said to him that it's possible Nixas Agbo Hoysam Ayom and Nixas Lamachom, that the change of Ben Hashemash between Yom Belayla is also in 1 second. So it could be in the middle of that Hagbo was the change. So what did Rabbi Yossi say that you won over me? So Moshe says, yes, Hochinami Komlu, this is really what Rabbi Yossi meant to say about the Chachamim. That the doctor Machra, I hear that you have questions upon what I'm saying, but you should know that at least in Beyotzkum Klum, you didn't win over me. I still hold what I'm saying. The Rabbanan is still possible to say the person made the Maisag Bor, he picked it up Ben Hashmoshes, and it's possible to say that maybe in the middle of that Hagbor, it changed over from Yom Belayla. So if the Melacha was done on Shabbos, if it was done in Kippurim, this Rabbi Yossi also for sure Yipata from Nechatis. Another more is the question of the Rabbi Yossi. Kumar Melacha the Rabbi Lezda Paita. So what do you want to say, Rabbi Yossi? That even according to Rabbi Lezda, Yipata from Nechatis, because it could be the beginning of the Melacha was done on Shabbos, and the Gemara of the Melacha was done on Yom Kippur. So for neither of them are you chayav achatis. And what's the question? Is that true? That according to Rabbi Lezer, if you do only a mixas, the Gemara of Melacha was done on Yom Kippur. You want to say that Yepoto, I ho shemanu lei de mechayav. We hear that according to Rabbi Lezer, the Gemara at the end of the Melacha. And now on Shabbos, he adds on just one more thread. He's chayav. Says even though the shear is 3 threads, but if you do the Gemar Melacha on Shabbos, you chayiv for that alone. So also, the Havamina was, if you make a Hagbo on Shabbos, even though the Hagbo starts on Shabbos and you finish it on Yom Kippurim, but you should be chayiv achatis for the Melachas Yom Kippur, since the Gemar was done on Yom Kippur. So Marit says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef, leave the Rabbi Lezo, Hochi Masni, that Rabbi Yosef learns according to Rabbi Lezo like this, that Rabbi Lezer says, Oirik Shloi Shechutim Betchilo, but Ushnayim Alori Chayiv, according to Rabbi Lezer also, it has to be a Choshev Melacha, just Talmud Gemara by itself Yipoto. Rabbi Yossi learned that according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to have at least 2 strings to be Chayiv for on Shabbos. Rashi says, Shnayim Alorik, Kol Hashir Huzeh, or Betchilo had a time in the boy Shloi Shemishum, the the sasri, meaning come apart. The shnai meinu meskayomim, abul hoch, ikla meima, chesub yom echas lamocher. The third says, the ikam lechas ariga is 2 threads.
That's why we say if you start out, you have to have three, because just two by themselves don't stay together. They fall apart. So you have to have three to make a miskayim. Then, if you have the beggar that you start already from before Shabbos, now on Shabbos, according to Reb Lezer, it's not enough just to make one, but you have to make two. So you see, just I'm doing a gemar alone is not chayiv. It has to be a whole malach. It has to be two threads you weaving. So mainly here also, the according to Reb Lezer, if you did this chatsi malach of the hagbor that started on Shabbos and you finished it on Yom Kippur, since the whole malach was not done on Yom Kippur, just the mixas, echnam you be potter. Such a b'yesi svar that he holds that the malach was done ben hashmoshes. We have a tzad sofer to say maybe half the malach was done on Shabbos and half the malach was considered to be done on the next day on Yom Kippur. Therefore, b'yesi holds to be part of the chatis according to everybody. It's not called yivadi did a chet either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. Then the Mishnah says, "Om Rabbi Yehuda, poito hoy Rabbi Yeshua af miyoshem toli." Rabbi Yehuda holds that according to Rabbi Yeshua's svar, if you have a doubt which chet you did, so not only is the Ptura Shachot Abo, in Hilchas Chattas, even the Ptura Nashem Tol Yoso. Tani, we learned, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, that Poyte Hoye Rabbi Shua was Pespoto, Af Miyoshim Toli. Even in this case of the Mishnah, where the person did a Vade Chet, just he has a doubt which Chet it was. So Rabbi Shua holds in such a case, Shepoto from a Chattas. So Rabbi Yehuda is, not only a Poto from a Chattas, but Rabbi in such a case, you also Poto from a Nashem Toli also, according to Rabbi Shua. So more explains what's the reason why that Shinem the Apostle says Ki Tanya Om Reb Yud the Poitor Reb Yeshua Af Miyashim Tali. Shinem the Apostle says Ki Fechetev Lo Yoda, a case of Nashnoli, you did a chet, then you're not sure if you did it or not. Prat Lezek, including this case, She Yoda Shechot, here you know for sure you did a chet. So only a subject, which chet was it? Was it Chelev or was it Neiser? Was it Nida or was it Yachaisai? And since you know for sure you did a chet, just you don't know which chet, you're part of Nashnoli Tali. Omelah Rabbi Shimon, Shimon said back to Yehuda, Zel Shemei V'yoshim Toli. He also knows, in such a case, you are Chayav V'yoshim Toli. Shneva the Pasuk says, V'yosa V'lo Yoda, you did, and you did not know what you did. V'zel Lo Yoda, B'ma'asa, here also, the person does not know which chet he did. Avul, but, Sofa V'okal Chalef, Sofa Lo Yochal, the case we had the doubt whether we had Chalef or not, say for sure, love, go and ask. It may be Yoshim Toli, Im Lav. Like there he has a doubt whether you chayav noshim toli, or maybe just the opposite, maybe in that case you're not chayav noshim toli. But if toli is only where you vada did a chet, because you do not know which chet you did. That's the way Rabbi Shimon wants to say. So may have you look like, what's the maskaner over here? Tar Shema. The Pasuk says, chota, or vidashin, or withhold. Chota, the person did a chet, v'lo yoda v'may chota, he did not know which chet he did. All your real sofer chot, he has a doubt whether he did the chet or not. Maybe Yashem Toli. In both cases, he's chayav and Yashem Toli. So man shemin lehud, we hear from this man shemin lady yama choto v'yen yodei b'mah choto maybe Yashem Toli. Rabbi Shimon, who is Rabbi Shimon's swear that holds that even the case where Yevadi did a chet, it's only a sofik which chet you did, you chayav and Yashem Toli. Still, the katoni it says also sofer chot, maybe Yashem Toli. Is so Shmamina Svilin Rabbi Shimon that Sofa Chota maybe Hashem Toli. Rabbi Shimon also agrees in this case also Yivichayev on Hashem Toli. So first thing, we'll have a Sofik will be according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that's the case of Hashem Toli. Where Yevadi did Chet, it's a Sofik here whether it was Chelev or Noisa. So then the Gemara asks the question, what's going to be in the case where you have a Sofik if you did the Chet altogether or not? So we didn't know. So the Mordechai brings it right from here. Yes, it's the according to Rabbi Shimon. Echnam Yivichayev Anoshim Toli. Even in this case also. So in this last case, we have a suffix. If you did the chet altogether or not, then everybody agrees. Yivichayev Anoshim Toli. The machloekis is in the case where you know for sure you did a chet, because you have a doubt which chet you did. That's the machloekis from Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether Yivichayev Anoshim Toli or not. Then the Mishnah says that Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Lenechleku, that they both hold there's no machlekes, Adov Mishum Mishum Shem Echad, that Yechayev Achatis. The machlekes is an Adov Mishum Shnei Shemus. That's what they sold. Im Kedemur says, Matam Lem Ashechotabo, what do they do with the word Ashechotabo? So Prat the Masasik, they use it to Prat the Masasik. This was the Mishnah to the end of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Misasik Pecholovim V'Aroyis Chayiv. You know, somebody is Misasik and Cholovim V'Aroyis Yistak HaChayiv. And we have this far before, Shekei Nena. Since you're having enjoyment, and that's Mashmah the Aveira, the enjoyment, Shabai, so even though you're not Mechavim, you're Misasik, still you're Chayiv. Misasek b'Shabbos potter. Rav Nachman says, if you misasek on Shabbos, you think you're doing one melacha, you do another melacha, you potter. Why melechas machshava sasva teira? All malei rov Rav Nachman's rov is about Rav Nachman for tinoikis. Is the case on Shabbos you make a bris milah? Tichy misasek dom is like you misasek. But tnan still we learned. Mi shoyilo shnei tinoikis. A moya, let's say, had two jobs to do, two different kids to make a bris milah on. Echad lomel b'Shabbos v'echad lomel achar Shabbos. One kid was born last Shabbos, one kid was born last Yom Rishon. So this Shabbos now, there's a mitzvah to make the milah on one, and on the second kid, the mitzvah milah is tomorrow first. Now the moyel v'shochach, he made a mistake. Umol es shal achar Shabbos v'Shabbos. He made the bris milah on Shabbos, on the kid that's supposed to have his milah tomorrow, be Yom Rishon. So really it's called the Chilul Shabbos right now, because it's not a mitzvah for this person, it's not doing a Shabbos, he made a chabura, he should be chayiv. So it's a machlokes, Reb Lezer mechayiv chatis, Reb Lezer dak holds dak a chayiv chatis for this. Reb Yeshua potter, Yeshua holds no, he's potter from the chatis. So Mura says like this, I can't let potter Yeshua, no, Reb Yeshua says in this case, why he potter from the chatis over here, Ela Yeshua for a special reason, the Gemara Shabbos says, Tiksova toye b'dva mitzvah. For lo yosa mitzvah pot, there's a special reason why Rabbi Shua says he pot of a machatas over here. Because the person, the loyal thought is being Isaac in the mitzvah. Like he knows he has a job to do, be Yom Rishon, on Shabbos. And he thought he's doing that kid. He made a mistake and did the kid of Yom Rishon. So that's why he's pot of a machatas, because it's called toy b'dva mitzvah, v'lo yosa mitzvah. That's the only reason why he's pot of. Avo bot misasek b'dovet lav mitzvah. If it would have been a case of regular misasek where it's not a mitzvah involved, Hafilu Rabbi Shua would be mechayiv achatis. So shall it was why? You Rav Nachman send it on Shabbos. Everybody holds you potter for misasek. There's a p'tur of Shabbos. You're not chayiv achatis. How can we say you are chayiv? Or Maloisi said back and don't ask the question. Hanachlu tinoikis. Leave over tinoikis. This case is different. Hoyulu mekalka b'chabur chayiv. Misasek b'chabur is also chayiv. Since there's a loch of Mekalka v'chabur is chayiv on Shabbos, even on all other melachos mekilkel, when you ruin something, your potter is not called melachos mashevis, still there's a special gzeras that by chabura. If you make a chabura, you make somebody bleed, you make a wound on Shabbos, even though it's a kilkel, still you chayiv on Shabbos. So that's why here by Tinoikis, Mistasek also would have been chayiv on Shabbos. So the only reason why Mishu holds the potter from the chattas over here is there's a new svara, Shekain, Toye b'dva mitzvah. But if not for this, it'd be chayiv only over here, because misasek is not a p'tur by the melach of chabura, making a wound on Shabbos. By shaking all other melachis, there's a p'tur of melachas machshevas of kal kilkol who adin, misasek would also be potter. So you can't ask a kasha from tenoikas for mila. Eisvei and Gufa, the right to say chabura is chayiv on Shabbos, because otherwise the question is, why do you have to have a special chazayas akosiv? That mila is doicha Shabbos, the chorab shita mila should be motzav on Shabbos. Mila is only a chabura. So from that we learn out that melechas chabura is chayiv even though it's a kilgul. Eisvei Rav Yud l'shmur, Rav Yud yaskashat l'shmuel, says Rav Yud l'shmur says that afilu miskavin l'kul tainim, he had a mind to pick off figs, Velike Devonim, he took off grapes instead. Rel Sanovim, Velike Tainim. Rel Shcheris, he had him on to take off black figs. Velike took by mistake white figs, Levonus. Rel Siapas with Levonus, he had him on to take off white figs. Velike Shcheris, he picked off black ones. Reb Lezer Mechayev Chatis. Reb Lezer also Chayev Chatis. Since he bought it, did a Moloch on Shabbos, he's Chayev Chatis. True, B'Shas, he did it, he thought today was Choyl. He thought today was a week, he's allowed to do it. But later he finds out he did it. Since he bought it, did a Chet, he's Chayev Chatis. If you have Yeshua put, Yeshua is not your potter from the chattis. Why? Because you didn't have a mind to do the one you wanted to. For the mava v'hocho v'yemisasiku, v'yocho v'yemisasiku. If you have Yeshua nama leka potter, Yeshua holds the only reason why your potter will be re'elo min mina lemina. Only because it's from one min to another min, like you thought that you want to take off white ones, take off black ones. But if it's the same min, they're both black, or they're both figs, they're both grapes, even though you're misasik, you think you're doing one thing, it comes out you're doing something else, it's called misasik, and still you say you're chayiv over here. So it's a question of Nachman. Rav Nachman knows misasik is potter. Or Malay said back to him, Shinano, like my kid, Shinano, Shavuk must leave over our mission of a Tobasroi, go after me. And Hocham Askin would talk, the case I'll tell you is talking like this over here. Hocham Askin is going, Shovad Malakit Miliboy. So Rashi is like this, Tov Asroi means, listen to me, that really Avad the Mesasei Taker is Potter. V'ocha, the case talking about over here is, V'ocha Mayaskinon, going, She'ovad Melaket Meliboy. He forgot about what he wanted to pick off. Means to say like this, Niskavin Lukat Anovim. He really wanted to take off grapes. V'shochach, and he forgot about it. V'sovar Teinabina. Now he made a mistake and thought that really what he wants is figs. But V'ocha Yodah's hand went Al Anovim on the grapes. So really it's called as Niskavin, his first Machshavtoi. The Rebbe Lezer, Sovar Reinasas or Kavanosik, did what he really wanted to do, and that's why he's Chayiv here. He's not called Mesasik. Yeshua Sovano, Reinasas or Kavanosik, Machshavtai. Lemaisa, true, his first Machshava was the person needed grapes, and that's what he should have done. But in between, he changed his mind, and now he thinks that he needs figs, and he was going to take figs, and by mistake, his hand went to the grapes. So according to Yeshua, you also put there over there. Because not considered, Harei Lenasa Kavanosa Machshavtoi. That's not called you did Kavanosa Machshavtoi. Because the Maisa right now, you made a mistake and you thought you need the figs. So since you put your hand to get the figs, he holds that's not called Meskai Machshavtoi. But I call upon him, it's not a kasha to say, that this is a special case over here. So only over here is he put there. Because it's min b'sheini minoi. But if it would have been the same min, you'd be chayiv over here, because this is not called a real good case of Mesasik. A real case of Mesasik is when Lamaisi you need the grapes, and your hand goes off to take something else, that's called Mesasik. But over here, the case is that really you needed the grapes, and at the end it comes out that your hand did take the grapes. Just in between, you forgot that you need the grapes, and now you had a new machshava, you thought what you need right now is the figs. So they're here, it's a machlekes whether you're chayiv or not. All right, we'll stop over here.